All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in for another deep dive with us?
Yeah, let's do it. Always ready to dig into these topics.
So today we're tackling something that I think a lot of us, especially in the online world, see all the time. Those get-rich-quick promises. You know, especially when it comes to the stock market.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, it's everywhere you look, right? And it's so tempting, especially for those just getting started.
It is, yeah. It really is.
So we're doing a deep dive today on this. We found a fascinating Twitter thread that like perfectly captures the allure of these schemes, but more importantly, it really gets into like the downsides and how to avoid falling into those traps.
Yeah.
So you ready to jump in?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so I mean, right off the bat, this thread is just full of people sharing their experiences with like these get rich quick schemes. And like, why do you think we're so drawn to these promises, even when like deep down we kind of know they're too good to be true?
I think it's that it really boils down to basic psychology, right? Like, we're inherently wired to seek reward and instant gratification. So when you combine that with like the fear of missing out, which is huge, especially in the age of social media,
Oh, totally.
you see everyone else seemingly, quote unquote, making it big. It's easy to get caught up in that whirlwind. And one tweet from this thread that really struck me was this guy. He's like, looking back, I knew deep down it was too good to be true, but I wanted to believe it so badly.
Yeah, it's like we almost want to be fooled, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like we get so caught up in that dream that we just like we kind of put those blinders on and ignore those red
Yeah,
flags.
true.
So we know the financial hit can be bad, but what about like the impact beyond just the money?
I think that's where it gets really insidious, you know,
Hmm.
because it's not just about the money you lose, it's about the trust you lose. You lose trust in yourself, you lose trust in the markets, and you can even lose trust in your own judgment, you know. And
Yeah.
the thread is full of stories about, like, not just the financial losses, but like the emotional toll it takes,
Right.
the stress, the anxiety. People talk about like relationships being strained because they put so much faith in these empty promises.
Yeah, it really can like it can really impact every aspect of your life if you let it.
It can snowball, definitely.
So we got to talk about like how do we shift gears here, you know? How do we go from that like that quick fix mentality to something that's actually sustainable, actually gonna like help us build for the future?
Right.
The thread talks a lot about education, patience. You know, are those really the keys, even if they're not as exciting as like, you know, striking it rich overnight?
Yeah, it might sound cliche or boring, right? But it's like one user said, he compared it to, he said, investing is a marathon, not a sprint.
I like that.
It resonated with me because it's so true. You're building a portfolio that's diversified. You need to understand your own risk tolerance. You need to learn how to research companies. All that takes time, you know? You wouldn't expect to just go run a marathon tomorrow without putting in any training, right?
No way.
Same with investing. You got to train yourself.
Yeah. So, what does that training actually look like? Like, if someone's listening right now and they're like, okay, I'm ready to ditch to get rich quick, I'm ready to put in the work, what's like a tangible step they can take, like, today to start?
You know, that's what I love about this question. It's about action, right? I would say just start dedicating even 15 minutes a day to learning about investing. There are so many free resources. I mean, there are tons of great websites. You can even listen to podcasts. Maybe not this one, but there are others out there.
Well, maybe this one too.
Yeah.
We're not that bad.
No, you guys are great. But you know, there are videos, there's educational stuff out there. The key is consistency, just like training for a marathon, right? You just got to be consistent, and over time, you build up that base of knowledge.
Consistency, it's
It
everything.
is.
So, for anyone listening, just remember, it's not about becoming like cynical about the whole thing. It's
Right.
about being smart, right? Ditch those get rich quick fantasies and really embrace that long game. Invest in yourself, invest in your education, and build that future, that secure financial future that honestly you deserve.
I think that's perfect. And to add to that, you know, think about this. What's one thing, if you were to completely forget about overnight success, what is one long-term goal you would work toward starting today? Just let that question guide your journey.
Love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for diving into this with me today.
Yeah, this was a good one.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.